it's always a little difficult to come up again because there are many things that have already been mentioned and shouldn't be repeated. Our group discussed, of course, the matter of that section as it had been treated in the main talk, which we all very much appreciated. And what has been said by the discussion leaders thus far on a section, of course, would be purely repetitive. The only thing which I would add, we of course all agreed that the manifestation of the section is very vital between the parents and between each parent and the children. Because sex without affection is an abomination. It reminds me of a very tragic incident which was related to me about a group of people from the slums of Washington going out on a bus trip, young teenagers, boys and girls, and a social worker or man who was with them, I forget who it was, noticed that they didn't say anything. They were just silent. And of course, the obvious answer was that the only language which they understood was sex. This is very tragic because sex is only great and beautiful as a manifestation of love. In that connection, we felt that security in the children is a natural result from the observation of outgoing love between the parents and between the parents of the unit and the children. And therefore, it is a curative in advance towards the very thing which Mr. Walston Avery pointed out about masturbation. If the kids know that they are loved and that love belongs in the home between the parents, they will naturally have the basis for understanding sex as an expression of love for somebody else, not for yourself. And in this connection, we thought that the reference to God is indispensable. Particular reference being made to the description of how in the wonder of sex, the mother and father, I believe both of them are doctors, mother and father, but our father's a doctor, speak about how they face very frankly this business of the seed of the male getting into the body of the female, because when the mother and father, although they have been kissed in front of the children, embrace with particular love at that moment, if God wishes, he intervenes. And this, of course, sets up a perfect triangle as opposed to the conventional triangle. We thought it was a very good point to mention, as the Walshes did, that the marriage should be treated on the unemotional level of the unemotional child before there is an occasion for passion. And in this connection, we reference to natural phenomena as an illustrative thing seems to be most appropriate. We also discussed the observation of pregnancy in a mother as a very, very good help. Of course, the advent of the pill is a problem in that respect, I suppose. We felt that the terms ought to be frankly used, just as the Walsh has recommended, and we agree with the notion that there should be pity for the firstborn. With regard to one other thing which wasn't discussed in our group, I'm going to mention something out of school. This joke about the four-letter word in intercourse reminds me of a little reference to which I don't have permission to disclose, but I'll take the list involved. 22-year-old boy, of course, is very much a man, and occasionally with to express his inexpressible anger, says, "Help!" So we were quite surprised recently, delighted perhaps, to find a 4-year-old boy admonishing a 7-year-old boy, saying, "If Harry sees you doing that, he'll beat the hell out of you."
Thank you. Before Dan and Mark answer this, I would just like to mention that when you describe intercourse and talk about intercourse, I hope you remember that that sex is the calendar of the sacrament of matrimony, and that after every intercourse, if new birth, if new life is not conceived, certainly your love should be greater. This is something you suggest with the children. That should be an increase of love. Dan and Mark?
I have one that share this. It's interesting to me that, of course, the reason we come is that we become educated, and you've done just that in this critique. And the one thing that's outstanding as far as I'm concerned, and it's the first time, I guess it's the second time I've mentioned about this idea of affection, because it was great reluctance that I overcame the problem of physical affection with the children. And to hear it, you know, confirmed helps me to give the children more affection when I'm with them. I see this affection thing being very important in their relationship with their future husbands and wives. One idea that I don't care for, and it's as I understand more and more what this union is between man and woman in marriage, is I don't like the word sex act. That's got to go as far as I'm concerned. Because it's merely describing, you know, the sex act, the penis and vagina relationship. And the thought of doctors only treating this is kind of a confirmation of the same thing. You know, the doctors always give the sex talk, and this is why I insisted that my wife and I give the talk over in Riverside, or any talks we're going to give on sex are going to be together, or we're not going to give them. At least this is what I feel about it. And because we're not just talking about an act, we're really talking about a sexual union. And this is union of body and soul and person. It's an interpersonal relationship, and as some of the leaders mentioned beautifully, it's, how do they put it? Can you help me? I forget the point. Well, I'm getting old.
Excuse me, in that connection, we have said to, you know, in discussing it, that the sexual intercourse is just one expression. It is a very intimate expression, but that love has many expressions. And that this, I think, is a very important thing, because I think in our society, they equate sex with love. You can see that in all the television shows or in the movies and everything else. So therefore, if you love, you have sex. But it's not. It's only one expression.
The point I was trying to make, refer to, was the one where just the sexual act without love can really be a degradation. And everyone who's married, as far as I'm concerned, has to realize that this takes place in some degree, greater or less, in every marital union. And that the real love development is as we realize what this union can be. You know, a real giving and willing the good of the other. This is what love is, to will the good of the other. So that it's not self-seeking, it's very much, you know, giving of affection. Mark?